Calling all cat lovers, Michigan's first cat cafe has opened its doors. The Ferndale Cat Shelter's new storefront lets you snuggle up to some feline friends while enjoying a cup of coffee and tea. The Cat Fay Lounge opened its doors just a few weeks ago, and to tell us how it's been going is the shelter's volunteer coordinator, Deanne Iovan. Hi, Deanne.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. Where did this idea come from?
Well, you know, the cat cafe idea has been popular in Japan for many years. It started in, I believe, in Korea, in South Korea. And, you know, the idea was there were people that couldn't have pets, so they would go to this cafe and they would get a coffee and they would snuggle with an animal, preferably a cat, and get their little kitty fix for the day and then go home. but for us, you know, we don't have a proper cafe at this time, but I had a story about a shelter in California that opened one of their adoption rooms and turned it into what they called a cafe. So they had self-serve coffee. And so that was our approach to kind of, because we don't have the money to build out the cafe yet, but we wanted cats to get visibility to the public as soon as possible, that we decided to do this first phase, which is the cafe lounge. So self-serve coffee and tea, we have bottled water and juice. We have a local caterer who's going to be making vegan kosher cookies for us called Nosh Pit, which is going to be great. It's been really exciting. We've already adopted out about 12 cats.
You've adopted out 12 already. You've been open how long?
For just under 3 weeks.
Well, you're at the cutting edge of a new trend here. You offer tea and coffee, but you've also been planning some cat themed activities for the community in the cafe. Tell us about those.
Yes. Well, actually, I like to say it's because I need to do yoga and I don't have time to do it. So I planned a cat yoga class here. So we have a really great yoga instructor named Carla. She's doing our Friday morning yoga class with the cats. And then we have a woman named Miranda who's doing a Pilates class on Saturday morning. So Pilates with cats. It's going to be great, and I also would like to get a cat meditation class in here because I think that would be a really appropriate activity to do with cats.
Well, you got your upward cat and your downward cat there.
Right.
Is that right? Where do the cats at the cafe come from, and how long do they stay there typically?
So the cats stay here until they're adopted. They come from our foster homes. Ferndale Cat Shelter has a long list of foster homes, private homes, where people take care of these kitties for us. So these cats are either rescued off the street, they are abandoned by people when they move, they're surrendered by people because their circumstances change and they can no longer care for them. And, you know, of course, then there's in the springtime, there's the pregnant cats, you know, that have the litters of kittens. So, they come from all different places, and as we have room in the cafe, we bring them in as we adopt more cats out.
It's always floored me that there are people who just abandon their pets when they move. That is almost, I don't know, I was stunned the first time that I heard that was actually a common thing. That is a common theme in as far as the cats that you come into at the shelter?
Well, you know, Ferndale has a large rental population, and so did the surrounding communities like Oak Park and Hazel Park and Royal Oak, and so there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of transients in our cities. So people move and they leave their animal because they can't afford them anymore, or they can't take, you know, them to their new their new place. And I think there's this misconception, I know there is, this misconception that cats can take care of themselves out in the street, which is really kind of ridiculous, because if you feed a cat every day and clean out its litter box and, you know, talk in a nice baby voice to it, the cat thinks it's a child for its entire life. It never really learns how to become an adult. Its brain doesn't really develop the skills that adult cats need to survive outside. So when you abandon a cat outside, you're really, it's really a death sentence for them because, not only is there starvation, impending starvation, but there's cars and diseases from other animals, and it's not a good idea. But it happens all the time. So we're just here to help educate the community about that as much as possible. And help people take care of community cats as well. So the feral cat population that does know how to survive outside, help them take care of them as well as they can.
Deanne Iovan is the volunteer coordinator for the Ferndale Cat Shelter. We're talking about the shelter's recent launch of Michigan's first Cat Cafe, or Cat Fay, if you will. I imagine that for people who love cats, getting to enjoy a warm drink in a room full of them is a lot of fun, but there's obviously a benefit for the... Is there a benefit for the cats living at the cafe?
Oh, absolutely. The cats get so much exercise, playtime, socialization with a variety of people, young and old, and so that's really great. But, it's a really great benefit for us to pet a cat. Just that action of petting their soft fur and interacting with them in a very gentle way is just a really therapeutic thing for us as humans to do. So it's mutually beneficial.
Have you given any thought on what you'd like to see for the future of the Cat Cafe? Are you going to build this thing out and offer food or what?
Yeah, well, that's the goal. We're giving this phase of the project about 6 months to see how well it's received in the community, to see, if this is something that Ferndale wants, that people in the surrounding community want, and if we can get some more financial support. What we're really looking for is some private donors, some corporate donors to build out a proper cafe that will help us become a sustainable cat rescue. So we don't have to keep begging people for money. We'll be able to use profits from the cafe to finance our programs.
What kind of response have you gotten from people stopping by so far?
It's been amazing. I mean, my husband says that he spends far too much time in here instead of being at work. But he said he said every time he's here that everyone that comes in has a smile on their face. Everyone's so happy to be here, and the response has been great. People love it, and I think the community really does support it and needs it. And so I just hope that this isn't because we're new. That we're busy. I hope that this continues to get visited by many people from around the state.
We've been talking about Michigan's first Cat Cafe with Deanne Iovan, volunteer coordinator for the Ferndale Cat Shelter, which owns the Cat Fay Lounge. Good luck, Deanne.
Thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you too.